tidak mudah memberi pemahaman kepada seseorang yang meyakini suatu hal yang sudah lama diyakini. Padahal keyakinan tersebut sudah tercampur aduk dengan keyakinan lain. Bagaimana cara kita mengkomunikasikan hal tersebut?
Yeah, you're really putting your finger on it, Echo. And my experience has been that the answer to your question is always hardest within your own faith tradition. I don't speak for you, obviously, or anybody else within Islam, but within my tradition, the people who have been meanest to me have been fellow Christians. Because there is a, to my opinion, a mix-up between culture and scripture. So then I have a choice. Do I respond with scripture, which is the right thing to do? But when I respond with scripture to somebody I may not know who thinks they're reflecting scripture, I can come across as condescending. I can come across as I'm the guy that has all the answers. I'm more holy than you because I'm quoting scripture against you. I've done that. Or I've been perceived as that. And that doesn't really get you anywhere. That probably makes the situation worse. And so I have two comments there. One is I think scriptural illiteracy is our greatest threat in the world today. I think there are too many, you know, Christians and Muslims are going to be 70% of the world by the year 2100. And our greatest common threat is our people do not know their own scripture and what is taught. There's too much influence of culture and politics. But that doesn't mean I can come back and say to the person, hey, you're scripturally illiterate, you clown. Well, then I would betray the values that I just talked about for 50 minutes. So the only way to get around that I have found is one, you have to be honest in the context. Sometimes people put you on the spot. Sometimes you have to respond with what you believe rooted in scripture. But the best way to respond if you have the time and you decide that this person you should engage is to build a relationship with them. And that takes a lot of time. And sometimes it's time you don't have because it's time away from your job. It's time away from your children. But if you have the sense that God wants you to engage this person for whatever reason, then our job is to submit. Our job is to obey what we think God is commanding us to do. And to be very honest, that's not fun sometimes. Like there are Christians I don't want to engage. I just don't think it's worth the time because I think they've made up their mind. But sometimes they've made up their mind and they're very genuine about their feeling. They just have never heard a different explanation. They've never had a different understanding of a particular scripture. So the greatest thing that you can pray for from God, I think, is the gift of discernment, the gift of understanding, because you have to listen and observe about that engagement, because you don't want to waste your time because God has given you gifts and skills and a job to do to serve all of humanity. But it could be that that person that you're called to engage is desperate for a different framework of engagement, that they could become somebody who reaches people that you could never reach. And if that's the case, you have one answer, and that is obedience to God and say, I'm going to spend some time. And I'm going to be ready to be beat up over this. Verbally beat up. And maybe even take political fire. I can't believe you're talking to that person. Your friends on the left will say, the friends on the right will say, I told you to talk to that person long ago. He's always right. So now you're in the middle. And the only way to live in the middle between the political left and the political right is to honor God and put him above politics. So this is my understanding of things. A wonderful question.